Just one halakha in the laws of the Seder. Maran is posek in Shulchan Aruch that the four kosot have to be drunk ala Seder. They have to be drunk according to the order. So there's a big question, what does that mean according to the order? So there are opinions that say that means that between the first and the second cups, one has to make sure to read the Haggadah in between. According to the Pri Hadash, if let's say a person drank the first cup and then he didn't read the Haggadah in between and they just sat at the table, and then when it came to the time for the second cup, so they drank the second cup. That's considered lo ala seder. It has to have a Haggadah in between. According to Maran in Shulchan Aruch, Maran in the Bet Yosef actually holds that shelo ala seder means that you're not allowed to drink them back to back simultaneously without an interruption. If the person sat down and just drank four cups back to back, you're not yotze. So what? You have to put an interruption in between. You drink a cup, and you wait a little, and then you drink another cup, even though you didn't read the Haggadah in between. According to the opinion of Maran, you would be yotze. So we have two different opinions of what it means, shelo ala seder. It means back to back simultaneously, or it means separating it with, or not separating it with the Haggadah. The question really is regarding the ladies. A lot of times the ladies who are obligated in the four kosot, so they drink the first cup after kiddush, and then they're just sitting around talking, waiting for the Haggadah to end, and then everybody says, okay, pay attention, and they just drink the second kos. Well, preferably, the halakha does say, they should say at least some part of the Haggadah to fulfill their obligation in Haggadah, and to fulfill the obligation that the kos will be ala seder. So therefore, at least they should say the paragraph of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says that if a person doesn't say three things on the night of the seder, he does not fulfill his obligation, Pesach, Masah, Maror, and then they should read the paragraphs explaining Pesach al-Shumah, Matzah al-Shumah, Maror al-Shumah, and then when they drink the cup, at least they can say that they did some Haggadah, meaning even though they didn't read the full Haggadah, only read partial Haggadah, it would be considered drinking the kos at the proper time. So again, the ladies should involve themselves at least partially in the Haggadah Shel Pesach and then drink the second cup at the proper time.